Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jill Madsen up Elkhorn Way. Good morning to you, Jill.
Good morning, LaVon.
Jill, you must be excited about doing some walking and bicycle riding because we're going to talk about the Little Mermaid Trail.
Yes.
And it's some things are happening with that. Do you want to go back and do some history first, Jill, and then we'll talk about what's happening right now?
Sure, that sounds great. Back in about 2008, a group of the local people here in Elkhorn and Kimbleton had formed a group so they could submit an application for the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton to become an Iowa Great Place. And to prepare for this application, we sent out a survey, and we surveyed locals and alumni and visitors and just found that a bike trail was something they thought would really benefit our communities. So basically, we moved forward on researching the possibilities for a bike trail, and we did go ahead and apply for the Great Places application, and in 2010, the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton were designated as an Iowa Great Place, and so that just allowed us some options to actually submit requests for funding for our projects, and the Little Mermaid Trail was one of those projects.
It takes a lot of work to get ready for all this, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And lots of people cooperating and taking leadership, but some other people doing some work, too. So I assume you have some kind of group that's working on this together?
We do. We have a group of over a dozen people now. We keep adding to that group to get a lot of input. We have people that love to bike and walk and that type of thing who have that interest and just people that are, you know, very interested in the communities of Elkhorn and Kimbleton to keep things prosperous and growing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing as this whole bicycle riding thing is just becoming more and more and more popular, that knowing that that's there will bring more people to the area along with all the other things you have to offer.
Yes, that's right. We see a lot of trails popping up all over the state, and it's just fun to be a part of that and see if we can make a connection with those other trails, too.
You know, I think one of the people who really knows about bicycling in Iowa, I think I'm right in this, said that Iowa has more miles of trail per, you know, possibilities than any other state in the nation.
I can believe that.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Very nice, yeah.
And how long is this trail?
Initially, it's just right over 5 miles that we've looked at, which would be trail within both the communities of Elkhorn and Kimbleton, and then a trail to connect those two communities.
Uh-huh. Well, 5 miles, that's just, you know, not too long. That could be done in an evening if you're just kind of liking to walk along. If you're bicycling, that wouldn't take very long at all.
Right, right.
So what fun. And I'm guessing some people might want to go have lunch in one of those places or dinner or whatever. That you, a lot of times I think bicyclers tie all of that in also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So see what's there and have something good to eat. So where are you at in the process now, Jill?
Well, basically right now we're at our first phase. We will be opening our bids the Thursday of this week.
Oh, exciting.
That's actually for the resurfacing of the Friends Walk, which is here in Elkhorn. It starts at Union Street, just west of Main Street, and it is an existing gravel trail right now that takes us out to the Danish Immigrant Museum. But the first phase is to go ahead and resurface that and make some improvements there. It'd be quite nice improvements because, like I say, it is just a gravel trail now, and it will be a 6-foot-wide concrete trail with 2-foot-wide shoulders on each side.
Okay.
With some nice landscaping and things. And so that's part of phase one that will be, like I say, opening bids on Thursday, and that is planned to be done by the end of October of this year.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And the other part of phase one is to have exercise trail in Kimbleton, and we're now working on the design of that to basically connect the Little Mermaid and go around their ballpark and have just an in-town trail in Kimbleton also.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I'm thinking now when you're resurfacing this, and will it be hard surface also in Kimbleton? Is that part of the plan?
Yes.
Okay.
All concrete and also the connecting trail between Elkhorn and Kimbleton.
Because now we can talk about people in wheelchairs, or we can talk about moms pushing the strollers or whatever. It just really opens up a lot more possibilities when it's hard surface.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Basically, at this point, it'd be non-motorized, but everything, yes.
Oh, great.
It'd be great for, you know, it'll be handicap accessible, all types of things like that for all kinds of uses.
So, Jill, this takes money and more money. Even with grants, you still have to raise some money locally.
We do, and, you know, we've been very fortunate. We did get a Great Places grant for $75,000, and we've had some great local support. Landman's National Bank and Shelby County State Bank have been great to us. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone. We've had several private donations. The Audubon and Shelby County Foundations have been great. Iowa Network Services, Iowa West Foundation. I don't want to miss anyone, but we've just, you know, really had some good supporters, and just appreciate that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And you have a fundraiser coming up?
We do. We're going to be having a taco fiesta bar on Monday. That'll be May 7th.
That's a little different than a pancake supper.
Yes, it is.
That's good because there are lots of people love Mexicans, so I think this is going to be really popular.
Yeah, we wanted to try just something fun and different, and we were very, very fortunate. We have Vern Klein that owns the Danish Inn along with Jeremy and Jackie Christensen. And they were very willing to let us use their establishment. So we'll have their buffet line all set up with a full taco bar, Spanish rice and beans and all the toppings for tacos. And then we'll also have a soft serve ice cream sundae bar with all types of toppings also.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And so what time is this? It's coming up Monday, May 7th.
Correct. We'll be serving from 5 to 8 p.m. It'll be here in Elkhorn at the Danish Inn. That's at 4116 Main Street for anyone that might not be familiar.
Can't miss it, though, right? If you drive through Elkhorn, you can't miss it.
That's okay. That's right. And we will be having margaritas available if anyone's interested in purchasing those. But other than that, it'll be strictly a free will donation.
Oh, okay.
Great meal.
Yeah, and people are usually pretty generous because they know it's for a good cause, and lots of the participants may be using that trail.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Are you a bicycler or a walker, Jill?
I'm more of a walker, but I think I will pull my bike back out once we get this going.
Yeah.
It'd just be, yeah, I'm ready to get back into that.
Oh, good, yes. And by the way, we're visiting with Jill Madsen in Elkhorn about the Little Mermaid Trail. What you mentioned that there's going to be some nice things to see. It isn't just putting down some hard surface. You have some other parts of this to make it look good also. What's the plan there?
Yes, well, basically, you know, we plan to connect a lot of the tourist attractions that we have in Elkhorn and Kimbleton to make sure, you know, there's just a lot of interesting things to see. We'll be going out by the Jens Jensen landscape now in construction. Lots of beautiful landscaping will be going on down there. And we also just feel it's important to connect things between Elkhorn and Kimbleton, even for the families and kids. You know, we've got a swimming pool here in Elkhorn. We've got ball diamonds in Kimbleton. And, you know, just a good way that the kids can get on their bikes and get back and forth in the summer and just take advantage of both communities.
Mm-hmm. It's great to see the two communities working together because it just strengthens all of the possibilities. And, you know, they're in different counties.
Right.
I don't know. Has that caused you any problems that they're in different counties?
You know, not really. It's probably almost been a benefit for us because, you know, we have different funding sources to go to. And we've just had good support from, you know, the counties as far as recreational programs and different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, really taking advantage of the positive part of it rather than saying, well, we're different neighbors. And blah. I mean, you know, people can find all kinds of problems if you want to make them, but instead you've looked at the positive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guessing that's one of the reasons that you got that Great Places grant, is that you pointed out all of those positives.
Right, and, you know, we applied for that grant as two communities, as the Danish villages, and I think that was a real boost for us because, you know, it's two communities pulling together and you know, we both need different things in different communities, but together, if we kind of work together, we can get what we all need and share some of those things.
Bet. So, Jill, remind us now this fundraiser coming up on May 7th, where and what time and how much it's going to cost.
Monday, May 7th at the Danish Inn here in Elkhorn. We'll be serving from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It'll be a free will donation. We will have margaritas available for anyone that would like those to purchase. But a full taco bar and sundae bar with all the toppings and trimmings.
Okay, go and have some good food and visit with some friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to thank you very much, Joe Madsen, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Take your job and your responsibilities seriously, but learn to take yourself lightly.
Thank you.